Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Centralia basketball, now with boys head coach Cole Aldefer. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and also Wanklin Oil Company as well. A victory over Donovan West on a Tuesday night, 57-38. Your team now 5-2 overall, sitting pretty towards the top of the TBL standings, but obviously it was a good night across the board. You got a big night from Trenton Talley with 22. You also got 11 from Brock Reinecke, 9 also as well from Colton Weir. So just balanced all the way around in a nice win against D West on Tuesday.
Absolutely. We've been, we're always going to start on the defensive end and hopefully that sparks our offense. And, we're starting to come, you know, as far as our offense goes, we're starting to figure things out. We're shooting the ball better. We're getting runouts and tips and steals out of our defense, and you know all that kind of comes with the territory, and the guys are playing the offensive side of the ball a lot better than we started the year.
How about Trenton Talley again? 22. A big portion of that was in the second quarter. He had 12 of those 22 in the second quarter. Help kind of build out that lead a little bit. How do you see his game kind of progressed as we're getting through this season?
Trenton's a smart kid, and he's going to do whatever it's going to take to win. He wants to win, and he's going to play whatever role that is. And he's comfortable passing the ball to guys and you know only scoring 2 points a game. You know, but he's also, we've talked to him about being more aggressive, and he's kind of taking that role, and he can shoot the ball with the best of them, and is playing at a high level right now.
Started the season 0-2. Since then, you've won 5 straight. What's been kind of the difference for the turnaround? Obviously, the two first opponents, obviously number one Hanover and then Nemaha Central, who's a ranked team as well, and they've only lost one game. So obviously, the competition was really ramped up, but being able to kind of sustain this momentum and this winning streak going into the TBL tournament, what kind of stands out about that the most?
Honestly, you know, we were behind the curve as far as the offensive side of things. We got a 2 weeks later than normal as far as starting practices because of football and things like that. And, you know, I think that time and you know, changing some things defensively and kids playing harder on the defensive end, you know, I think we're finally catching up to our legs and our legs are, you know, we're conditioned enough where we can shoot and make jump shots and things like that, where earlier in the year we couldn't do that because we were tired and we were, you know, exerting so much energy on defense that our offense struggled. And I think we're finally meshing that offensive and defensive side of the ball together, and it's coming together nicely.
How important is the TBL tournament? It starts this weekend. How important is the TBL tournament? And it seems to be a lot of fun for the kids, obviously, very familiar with every team, of course, and then just kind of stepping out of quote-unquote league play to play in a tournament style. I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun for really everybody involved.
It is, and the TBL tournament is one of the best tournaments in the state. You know, it's, you know, every league in the every team in the league is there and get an opportunity to progress through the tournament as best you can. It's kind of a, you know, March Madness, you know, in January, and it's fun for everybody. You know, it's, and it doesn't matter if your team's playing or not. It's, you see things that if two other teams before you or after you were playing that you wouldn't normally see, and it's just a fun time of year, and for us, you know, we're playing fairly well going into it, so it's going to be exciting.
Centralia boys basketball coach Cole Aldefer joining us here, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. His team, 5 straight wins, 5-2, getting set for the TVL tournament this weekend and into next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will do it again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon.